Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we wanted to release a bonus episode in case Mac's good name was too long or spooky for the little ones. In honor of Shel Silverstein, the great children's poet whose birthday is next week, we recorded 5 silly poems and put them together for you. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Valentina and Emilio and their family, and Johanna and her family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Valentina, Emilio, and Johanna. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to support our show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge, then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who to thank.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you could explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! If you want to be a poet, sit and write one every day. And if you want to play jazz saxophone, then you just play, play, play. And if you want to be a singer, belt a chorus every verse. And if you want to be an actress, grab a script and just rehearse. But remember, if your poems need an audience, I'll don my goatee and tweed. And if you wear out that old saxophone, I'll be right there with a reed. And if your throat gets scratchy, hey, I'll bring you honeyed tea. And if you need to do your Shakespeare, I'll be the thou unto your thee. Well, whatever you decide to do, I'll be right there till the end. Cause there's no shortcut for practice, except for practice with a friend. Running time. It's time to go out running, a quick lap around the street. No more excuses now, I mean it. I'll fly over the concrete. I just have to get all ready. Grab my shorts and grab my socks. Grab my water and my wristbands and my shoes with special shocks. I'll grab my music and a poncho in case it starts to rain. And I'll bring a backpack, too, in case that poncho is a pain. I'll bring a second pair of sneakers, just as a backup plan. And I'll bring some cocoa oil, just in case I want to tan. I'll bring my chair, the comfy one, in case I need to rest my feet. And I guess I'll bring my lunchbox, just in case I need to eat. But what if it gets cold out? I guess I'll have to bring my sweater. And of course, the leash and collar. And of course, my Irish setter. And if I get extra thirsty, my cooler better be along. And my yellow ukulele, in case I want to sing a song. My pillows and my bedspread, my computer and my toys. My mirror and my dresser, and that thing that makes that noise. A bird that flies, a bird that don't, a board game and some dice, a movie I haven't seen before, and a movie I've seen twice. An ugly duck, a heavy book, a crown and model plane, a hat that's full of magic tricks, and a safe all wrapped in chain. Now I'm ready to go running, a quick lap around the street. But there's just one problem. I've packed too much to lift my feet. Errands with Erin. I did errands with Erin, bought kimonos with Kim. I was caring for Karen, and hit the gym with old Jim. I was eating with Ethan, Bill and I split the bill. Spent an eon with Ian, and got jilted by Jill. Rob and I robbed a daily, got arrested by Russ, but we were bailed out by Bailey, and left on Buster's bus. Built a new home for Homer, got the timber from Tim, ended up owing Omar, and got slimy with Slim. Met a man named Amanda, then met Lady, a lady. I felt gladder with Gladys, and then sadder with Sadie. So just tell me your name, I'll open up all the doors. Just please don't be named Homework, or Broccoli, or Chores. My uncle took my nose once. My uncle took my nose once, and before I could get it back, my auntie stole it from my uncle and lost it playing cards with Cousin Jack. Well, I asked Jack, oh please, but he said, sorry, now it's mine. I need a second set of sniffers so I can sneeze and pick at the same time. Well, I really needed nostrils, so I stole the nose off baby Jen, but it was too small and runny, so I gave it back again. I tried to borrow Grandpa's, but it was all full of hair. So I cried aloud in misery, but couldn't sniffle with despair. So now I wander noseless, just a bare patch on my head. They tell me to stop and smell the roses, but I guess I'll just look instead. You can steal this poem. You can steal this poem and shout it from a bridge. Print it out and bring it home and stick it on your fridge. Upload it to the internet. Download it back again. Share it with your favorite pet or city councilman. Bury it deep under the ground with an X to mark the spot. Then write yourself a treasure map in case that you forgot. Feed it to your dog and tell your teacher that he ate it. Then boldly shrug your shoulders when that teacher wants to grade it. Tape it to a rocket ship and blast it into space. Translate it into Martian or Venusian, just in case. Mix it in a blender and drink it with a slurp. Feel it in your belly and taste it when you burp. Yeah, you can steal this poem, but with all the thoughts inside your head, it's a better bet. Forget the TV set and write your own instead. Today's show were 5 original poems written by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.